This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor. Michael Yon at locals.com is in Darien Province at the edge of the Pan-American Highway, US 1, at the edge of the Darien Gap, the infamous, famous transition from Colombia through triple canopy jungle and severe mountain passes and many swollen rivers to reach Panama, and from there, with the cooperation and indeed endorsement of the Panama government, to flow north on buses all the way to the Texan border if you are a migrant seeking access to the United States. Michael has reported on the Panama Gap often over the last year, but there are changes that are significant, pointing to a future in which this journey will not be as arduous once you reach the camps at the Panama side of the Darien Gap. Michael, a very good evening to you. This last week, Panama has been visited by two major members of the cabinet for the Biden administration, Secretary Antony Blinken and Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Importantly, they had political statements to make about why they were in Panama. They were worried about root causes. They were worried about poverty driving migration. But you were present right about where you are now to witness Secretary Mayorkas land in a helicopter. What was he touring, Michael? What is there that the cabinet minister came to visit? Good evening to you.
Good evening from Panama, John. Yep, I'm still here. Back out on the edges of the Darien Gap this morning. I'm in Darien Province right now. And I saw them land in their four Black Hawk helicopters on Monday, right from where I'm sitting now. I watched them come in, and about 10 minutes later, they drove right down this road, which is 10 feet from me, and went into this camp called San Vicente Camp, which I'm looking at right now with their UN and UNICEF tents, and OIM, and, or IOM in particular, OIM if it's in English, IOM if it's in Spanish, and an international organization for migration. And so they came down here, Mayorkas did, and stayed for about an hour. And I launched the drone. I could see they wouldn't let me inside, but I got on top of them and watched them from above. And they stayed for about an hour, and then they drove back down this road, got on their helicopters. They had four helicopters. They only took off in three and left one behind, and that one left hours later for some reason, Blackhawks, UH-60s. And then, you know, he tweeted that he had been in Darien Gap, which he had not. I watched the helicopters come in from the direction of Panama City, and they left in the direction of Panama City. They did not go towards Darien Gap. We're not in the Darien Gap. We're in Darien Province. There's a big difference. That's the difference between, say, Orlando and the Okefenokee. You know what I mean? It's a big difference. I mean, so he did not go into the really exciting parts. He came into this very tame camp here, San Vicente Camp, which is filled with migrants right now. And it holds 500 approximately right now. They're doubling it in size to 1,000. And then there's another camp not far from here called Las Blancas. We were in it yesterday. Las Blancas is about this size, is about the same size, and it's empty right now, but it's active. It's active, but empty. In other words, the staff is still there. They're waiting for more migrants to come. So what's happening here at this time is this is rainy season. So annually, every year, the migration decreases because of rainy season. It's very difficult to get through that jungle, even in the dry season. But in rainy season, you know, you're really rolling the dice. About 10% die already. So the United States, you know, thought up this idea. We need a controlled flow, apparently to speed things up, because that's the effect. And so as the migrants come from Colombia through Darien Gap, they emerge and then they in the jungle, and then they're taken by piragua, which is dugout canoes. And then they're put on these little center front trucks, which is like army trucks, deuce and a half trucks, if people know what deuce and a half trucks are. There's two of them, and they take those. Every day, those deuce and a half trucks are coming to this camp, and they just shuttle them back and forth from the rivers. Then they used to spend, you know, a day, 10 days, even a few weeks in this camp at San Vicente, and then they would be shipped out to Costa Rica. Now, controlled flow is really flowing. They've taken the burrs out, and it really – so, for instance, we saw migrants in the jungle, deep in the jungle, like 3 hours by dugout canoe the other day. We were up there, and we were talking with quite a few of them. And within 24 to 48 hours, they were out of the jungle, processed into this camp, out of this camp. We saw them get on the buses, and you know, we got some of their WhatsApp numbers already in Costa Rica. One of them is about to cross into Nicaragua just like an hour ago. So he was instantly gone within. Used to in the past, it could take a week, 2 weeks or longer. Now it's like 1 or 2 days. Once you get out, you're in Costa Rica. They're really speeding this up. Now, keeping in mind, we all know that we're facing epic famines, global famines that have never been seen before on this scale in human history. We're facing that prospect. Human osmotic pressure, the push and the pull factor. Famines are a huge osmotic pressure. We can see the stage being set for absolute massive migration. Anybody that can get to South America, that can get through the Darien Gap, which they're making that route easier. The route through the Darien Gap is still very, very difficult. However, it's far easier than it was even months ago. Now you can get through. Some people get through in 2 days now. Now in the past, if you're super fit, like Rambo fit, and it's dry and the weather smiles on you and you don't get lost and the Indians don't kill you, because the Indians kill a ton of people out there, the Imbara and the Wunan Indians. If you can make it through all that, you could make it in 4 days. That's if everything is good. But most people take 6 or 7 days, right? And then, you know, about 10% were dying. Still a lot of people dying out there. We've, for instance, got some video from a Haitian that crossed through. He had just spent 10 years in Brazil. I'm with Ben Berkwan. Ben found him out in the jungle and the other day when we were out there together. And this guy gave us some footage. And, for instance, a pregnant woman dead in the jungle. Her face is gone, eaten off. She's dead. Another man, we don't have footage of this, but about, oh gosh, half dozen migrants must have told us of the story of a man whose son died out there somehow, and the man hanged himself right beside his son's body. Numerous people told us that same story as they were emerging over the last few days. So apparently he's hanging out there right now still. And because, you know, this is all, you know, breaking news. But this is normal. This is not like these two bodies and that's it. Everybody you talk with will be stepping over bodies, seeing people get killed, seeing people shot, seeing people falling off the Montaña de la Muerte, the mountain of death. That's the third mountain that they have to cross. That's where a lot of people fall. It's very steep. Everybody that comes through says, like, you know, my heart was in my mouth. And you know, and then we saw this girl fall and she died. And, you know, it's just story after story. And then many of these people, they're not from the jungles themselves. They're from places like Port-au-Prince. Are they from some, you know, capital city somewhere? These are like middle class people coming through mostly. They're not poor people running from stuff. But you'll hear them. I mean, what they'll do is they, after they get through those, the Montaña de la Muerte, if they survive that, then they're coming down to Rio Chiquesa and some other stream crossings. And they have to spend the night out in the jungle, of course, night after night. And they will tend to go by the streams because they don't know anything about jungles. You don't realize they're in a rainforest here. And these mountains create perfect conditions for constant flash floods. Flash floods out here are very common. And so you'll see, I mean, huge numbers get washed away. And you'll hear stories like one group last year, I think I told you about, there was a group of 40 came through and half of them, exactly 20, got washed away one night. So 20 out of 40, that was 50% that night. And so, but that's normal. You'll see the sleeping pads caught in the strainers in the rivers. Like you'll just see, you know, five or six sleeping pads that, you know, sleeping tents, bodies flowing down the river and wrapped in their tents. I haven't seen any of those lately, but those are, you know, common. And shoes all over the place. Of course, people don't normally throw shoes in the rivers, but you know, just normal. So just now we've got Mayorkas and others trying to make it easier, but there's a lot. Yesterday there was a meeting between Kuna and Imbara and Wunan Indians in a village called Canaan. That village is way out in the jungle. We were there earlier this week. We're going to go tomorrow. And Canaan is, there's no roads to it. You have to go by dugout canoe. It takes at least 3 hours if you're lucky. And I think it took us 3.5 or so. And everybody gets eaten up by bugs out there. The migrants are getting eaten alive. And but the Kuna and the Wunan and the Imbara Indians were meeting there yesterday because of the violence that's now picking up against the migrants. Remember, we talked before when I was going out to Bajo Chiquito, because I used to go to Bajo Chiquito. That's where the Indians, that's where the migrants used to come through the Darien Gap. They would emerge at Bajo Chiquito, that Imbara Indian village. So I would go out there and see them limping in and being carried in and dragging in half dead. But now so many of them have been murdered and raped and all that going. So many of the migrants have been murdered and raped going there that they're making it easier. And they're going to the other village called Canan Membrillo. It's on the Membrillo River, Rio Membrillo. And so that's way out in the jungle. You probably won't find it on Google Earth. And that's where they come into. So they'll come into there, get eaten alive by bugs. You won't believe how my legs will look. it's a more buggy place than normal. A doctor told us that they're getting 18 to 20 malaria cases in that area per day. 18 to 20 malaria cases. I mean, this is I've been in jungles and deserts and all that around the world. And, you know, all jungles are jungles. You know, all jungles are biologically very active. But some jungles are just more epic than others, like the Sundarbans in Bangladesh and India. I've been there. That's some epic jungle right there. But right here as well, the Darien Gap. This is incredible jungle.
Let's talk about what's changed in the last year, Michael. Michael Yan, at locals.com to see Michael's reporting on, he's in Darien Province at the edge of the Pan-American Highway, witnessing the visit by the Secretary of Homeland Security, accompanying the Secretary of State to a very important meeting in Panama City in these last days. I read the news report. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken called for more regional cooperation in the Western Hemisphere to tackle record number of refugees and migrants, many of whom are headed toward the United States. This is Al Jazeera reporting. Speaking in Panama on Wednesday, several days past, Mr. Blinken said the main drivers of migration, poverty, inequality, and climate change must be addressed. Said the secretary, this is a challenge that we have to solve together, and that was at the heart of our discussions today. Here in Panama, we talked about some of the most urgent aspects of the issue, including dealing with the root causes of irregular migration by growing economic opportunity, fighting corruption, increasing citizen security, combating the climate crisis, and improving democratic governance that is responsive to people's needs. When we come back, Michael's met people who come into the camp, and there are new faces this year, quite different than what we were talking about in 2021. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.